But let's read that today. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord today. And today I want to talk to the mothers. Today, because I want to encourage the mothers and those that are watching today. My prayer is there something that I can say to you and your family to encourage you along the way as we get into God's Word today. And so if you have the sword of the Spirit there, which is the Word of God, you can hold them up high as we hold them up across the building today. And if you got it on your Android or your iPhone, your Bible app, I've got that, and you can open up with that, or your tablet or computer. Those are at home that are not able to be with us today, and those that are watching, we want to open up into God's Word today. And so I'd like for you to go with me to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, beginning with the fifth verse. We're going to go into the New Testament today. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, beginning with the fifth verse today. So keep your finger there because we're going to be going into that scripture today. The title of my message today is this: A Mother's Contagious Faith. A Mother's Contagious Faith. And I want us to look at this as time will permit as I share with the mothers today. Every year a mother's child will ask her the same question. After thinking about it, she decided she would give them her real answer. What do I want for Mother's Day? I want you, as the mother would reply, I want you. I want you to keep coming around. I want you to bring your kids around. And after you're married and have them, I want you to ask me questions. I want you to ask me my advice. Tell me your problems. Ask for my opinion. Ask for my help. I want to come over and rant and rave about your problems. I rant about life. Whatever. Tell me about your job, your worries, your kids, your furry babies. I want you to continue sharing your life with me. Come over and laugh with me or laugh at me. I don't care. Hearing you laugh is music to me. This is what a mother would say. I spend the better part of my life raising you the best way I knew how. And now give me a time to sit back and admire my work. Raid my refrigerator. Help yourself. I really don't mind. In fact, I wouldn't want it any other way. I want you to spend your money making a better life for you and your family. I have the things I need, as a mother would say. I want to see you happy. I want to see you healthy. And when you ask me what I want for Mother's Day, I say nothing, because you've already been giving me my gift all year. I want you. And folks, I want you to know today, if we would be honest with ourselves, and as mothers would be honest with themselves, that's all a mother wants. A mother wants to see the product of them as they see their children grow. And mothers still want their children to come around them. You know, my daughter has just moved out, and I tell on her just a little bit, but she's moved out. She's on her own now. She's growing up. I mean, she left the nest, and we know that that normally happens. And so my wife would say, well, Rossi hasn't called me today. I haven't heard from Rossi today. And I would say, well, honey, I said, it's a new place. She's moved in a home and now she's on her own. And I said, she's experiencing life and she's just enjoying that part of life, because that's part of life. And she says, but I know, but I didn't hear from her today. And she says, I want to hear from her. And I said, I know you do, hon. I said, just wait a few more weeks. And I said, she'll eventually ring that phone and talk with you. And sure enough, it was a few weeks later, she answers the phone and Rossi says, Mom, I want to come over. Are you making spaghetti tonight? And so she says, sure, I'll make spaghetti for you tonight. And so she came over and spent some time with us to eat spaghetti. But folks, I want you to know that's all that a mother wants. Mother is not looking for fame. A mother's not looking for fortune. She's not looking for material things. Those things are nice to have, but that's not what she's looking. She's looking at her child because she wants her child to have the very best. And matter of fact, a mother wants more than what they had. I know when my mother, bless her soul, she has now gone on to be with the Lord, but she always wanted me to have better. She did without so that I would have. And mothers will do that. Mothers will go to great lengths to have their children to have more than what they've ever had and to have more than what they've got now. That's what a mother does. That's a mother love. Guys, men, you'll never begin to grasp nor quite understand about a mother's love. A mother sees their child, it doesn't matter if they're 4 years old or whether they're 74 years old, they still see them as their child because that's part of them. God created them. God created them in the image for them to even worship God, to magnify God. Those are gifts from the Lord. Those gifts have come from God, and they have birthed those gifts, and those gifts have come forth, and therefore a mother longs for the son and the daughter's love to love them and to still come around them. What an opportunity, what a time of while your mother is living today, while your mother is still alive. Enjoy your mother, be with your mother, encourage your mother, know that your mother is only here for a short time, as we are all are here for a short time. We're not here. The Bible clearly lets us know that we must number our days. Our days are numbered, and we're getting older and older and older. I was reminded through this Mother's Day weekend, my mother would always tell me when she was alive, she would say, son, if you want to stay young, you'll have to die young, because every one of us is getting older every day. And that is so true. Every one of us is getting older, but we must make those impressionable moments. We must make memories. Hear me today, mothers, make those memories, because those memories are leaving our hands as we get older, as time goes on. Cherish the moment. Stay in the moment with your family. I believe family is so important, and we live in a world today, we live in a society where the enemy is clearly wanting to break the family down, to break the nucleus of the family down, and therefore it is a challenge for us in a world which we live today, as mothers have to rally around their children and even their grandchildren to stay in prayer, to love them, to nurture them, to know that they're there for them day in and day out. I want us to look at this passage of Scripture that's come across my mind. So important, as the Apostle Paul, he writes in 2 Timothy 1 and 5, and he says this, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. I want you to know today, mothers of faith have changed the course of history. The mother of Moses spared the great deliverers of life. The mother of Samuel dedicated him to the Lord before even his birth. The mother of John and Charles Wesley gave birth to a revival, a great revival. Today, who was the mother of Eunice? Here is not a familiar Bible name to most of Lois. Lois brought faith to her daughter, and Eunice brought faith to her son Timothy, who became a blessing to Paul. And I want you to know today the chain reaction that takes place when you have a grandmother and when you have a mother, how that chain reaction takes place from generation to generation. That's why it's important that grandmothers and mothers serve the Lord, love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength, how that you become the great example of the next generation. And I challenge the mothers today that you must live the life before your children and before your grandchildren, because you're not here forever, but that next generation is going to continue to move on. And what you instill, what you store in a child now, or a son or a daughter, you say, well, Pastor, they're already married. They've already got family. It doesn't matter. If they're still alive, you're still a mother. You're still a grandmother. You're still to encourage them. You're still to share Jesus Christ with them. You're to share the good news with them and let them know that if every breath is in your body, you still love them and you want them to know Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, I was always reminded of my mother. She said, as long as there's breath in my body, as long as my heart is still beating, I'm still going to share Jesus Christ with you, and I'm going to let you know that I love God, and the God that I love is the God that also loves you. Until the day she died, she let me know that she was praying for me. She let me know that it was not a day that didn't go by that her mind was not on me as it was on God. Why? Because it was a mother's love. Mothers do not want their children to stray and go the wrong way. If a mother was really honest with themselves, they want their children to do right. They want their children to live right. They want their children to do right in society, and yet we have a world that's trying to break down the family and trying to divide the family and to destroy the family. Listen, I want you to know today, God designed the family first before He designed the church. And He expects us, as He has designed it, He is expect us to live out, because Jesus Christ, God Almighty, loves family, and He's wanting us to come back together to be with Him forever and ever. Listen, faithful mothers start the chain reaction when they begin to love God first, when they begin to serve God first, when they begin to put God first, then they begin to bring their children in and they begin to pray over their children. They begin to lift their children up in prayer. My first point today is this: a mother's faith may spread to her children. A mother's faith may spread to her children. We do not know when Lois came to faith in Christ, but we do know that at some point she trusted Him as Savior. She understood she was a sinner. She grasped the concept of grace. She responded in faith to God's love. And we know her faith was very genuine, because the Apostle Paul knew Timothy's mother and knew his grandmother. And we know she shared her faith with her daughter. Eunice saw Christ in her mother and listened and believed. Why? She saw an example. She saw the chain reaction. She saw her life. And therefore she began to live out what she saw. Listen, my second point today is this: a mother's faith may spread to her grandchildren. Not only will it spread to the mother, to her child, from the mother, but even to the grandchildren. Eunice gave birth to Timothy. Undoubtedly, Lois and Eunice had high hopes for Timothy even at his birth. The meaning of the name that Eunice gave to her son in Timothy means honoring God. How would these two women reach young Timothy? How would these two women reach young Timothy? They did so by demonstrating genuine faith within their lives. They demonstrated it by faith. They just didn't tell Timothy who they were. They just did not tell Timothy what they're going to do. They did not just speak to Timothy nonchalant. They began to demonstrate day in and day out. As Timothy grew, he saw what his grandmother was. He saw what his mother was. He saw there's two generations that's loving God, that's serving God, that's putting God first. And therefore, Timothy, as he grew, that's all he knew, was he knew that his grandmother loved God. He knew that his mother loved God. And if my grandmother loves God and my mother loves God, then I'm going to love God too, because they love God. It became a chain reaction. They did so not by just demonstration, but they did so by their prayers. They heard the grandmother praying. They heard the mother praying. It became examples in teaching. You've heard me say it, and I will say it again. When I wasn't living for the Lord and I was living for the devil, going buck wild in my younger days, my mother was in her back room of her bedroom begging God for me and praying for me. And while I was out sowing my wild oaks to all the country bars and everything that was around, and while I was living it up as I thought, I would come home late at night. My mother would be up praying. I would hear my mother praying. And the next morning I would say, "Mother, what are you praying for me? I'm not serving God. I'm not living for God. I'm doing what I want to do, be what I want to be, say what I want to say, go where I want to go." And my mother looked at me straight in my face and she said, "As long as there's breath in my body, I will beg God for you, because you've got to come back to God." And I turned around and shrugged my shoulder and walked away. And the harder my mother would pray, the harder I would try to party. And time after time after time, I could even go to the joints and places and not feel comfortable. I would be so frustrated, like I didn't know what was going on. But I'm going to tell you what was going on. My mother's prayer in the back room of her house, she was begging God for me. God, don't let him die lost. Don't let him lose his soul. Lord, some way, somehow, bring him to the knowledge that he knows you, that he will serve you, and that he will come under you. She was consistent. She was persistent. It was nonchalant. It was not a nonchalant thing. It was not, well, whatever. She was on a mission. Why? Because she loved me so much that she did not want me to die and be separated from her forever. She wanted God to intervene. Listen. Timothy knew by their prayers. He knew by their examples. This is still how we reach those that we love Christ. We do it through demonstrations. We do it through prayer. Listen, I want to share with you today that grandparents are special people to their grandchildren. And yet we live in a society today where that mothers are not with their children and they're handing their children off to their grandchildren. And now we live in a society where grandchildren are raising their children's children. And we live in that world right now. That's not the world that God designed. That's not what God sees and designed. What God sees is that a grandmother is to come along with the mother and with the child together. They work together and they bounce off of each other in faith and in prayer. And they believe so that the next generation will be ready and established to carry the love of God to the next generation. Listen, Lois and Eunice succeeded in bringing Timothy to Christ, but they did it through love, they did it through demonstration, they did it through example. Paul became God's answer to their prayers by leading Timothy to faith in Jesus. Apparently, Timothy needed that father figure. He needed, because it doesn't say anything about his father, but the Apostle Paul became that father to him, to guide him, to lead him, to cause him to be who he would become. But it's through those that have been behind him, which was his mother and his grandmother. Third, a mother's faith may spread even to future generations. A mother's faith may spread to future generations. I remember back years ago, my mother used to work downtown with the homeless. She worked in a soup kitchen to feed the homeless. And the ones downtown was so familiar with my mother, of those living in a homeless shelter, they would come and get soup from the soup kitchen. And they loved my mother, and my mother loved them. And that was just right in her ballpark, because she loved to minister to people that didn't know Jesus. And I'll never forget, she would come home one evening and she says, "Tim, they're calling me Mother Sue." And everybody knew her as Mother Sue. And when Mom wasn't there, and those that were coming in the soup kitchen, they would always ask, "Where's Mother Sue?" But they called her Mother. Why did they call her Mother? not because it was her biological mother. They were calling her mother because she had the mother's love. She loved people where they were. She loved them to share enough with them about Jesus Christ. You see, a mother's faith may spread to future generations. And mothers, I encourage you today, not only are you encouraging your own children and your grandchildren, but there are others around you that are looking at your life. And I want you to know today, you may meet people that may never open up a Bible. They may never open up a Bible. They may never step their foot in your church. But they will see your life. They'll see how you're walking. They'll see how you're talking. They'll see how you care for your own family and how you care for your grandkids. And then they'll see how you care for others. You see, a mother is not a mother just to raise children, just to have a child for 9 months and birth the child and that's it. No, it continues on until the day they die and they give their last breath. But that's what a mother does. A mother has unconditional love that loves their children, whether they're good, whether they're bad, it doesn't matter. A mother's love is contagious, and they will love their children all the way to death. And sad but true, I have seen mothers outlive their children. And that's one of the saddest funerals that I've ever had to conduct, is to bury a child with a mother that's still living. Because it's never designed for a child to go before its mother. And yet we see things that do happen out of our hands. But I want you to know a mother is to be well represented. And to be the mother that you need to be is to have Jesus Christ in your heart and life. Let Him be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you may live out what God has asked you to live. Because the child that you're raising, or the child that you've already raised, they know your life, mother. They know how you live. And I want you to know today, and I have done this with my children, when I make a mistake with my children, I don't just act like, well, it's okay, it's all right. If I made something or said something that was wrong, it is never too late to tell your children, I am sorry. I am sorry. I have told my son, I have told my daughter mistakes that I know that I have made. I said, please forgive me. It wasn't right. It's never too late to tell your children that you're sorry. Because listen, God honors that. God honors it because He sees your heart and He knows. Timothy became Paul's companion in ministry. Paul's letter to Timothy still spreads the faith today. Timothy preached. He preached at Berea, spreading the faith. Timothy preached at Corinth. He preached at Macedonia. He's spreading the faith. Timothy preached at Ephesus. He preached at Rome, spreading the faith. And through Timothy's life, Lois is still spreading the faith even today. What a thrill thought for every mother and a grandmother. A Christian mother's influence is unlimited. Let me say it again. A Christian mother's influence is unlimited. Today I want to leave a question. What part do your mother play in your salvation? What part did your mother play in your salvation? Are you actively spreading your mother's faith to others? Let me say it again. Are you actively spreading your mother's faith to others? Now, some may not be able to answer the first question that I ask. What part did your mother play in your salvation? If you're a mother that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, today is a day of salvation if you harden not your heart. And if you don't know Jesus today, if there's a mother today, those that are watching today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, listen, I want to let you know and give you the invitation to accept Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in your life. Why, Pastor? Because you need Jesus. Your children need Jesus. Your grandchildren need Jesus. And this generation needs Jesus. Stand with me across the building today. Listen. What great example. What great chain reaction takes place, all with a mother's love. All with a mother's love. Listen, I really do believe that mothers that truly love their children, they would do everything they could. In their right mind, if they're in their right mind, they would do everything they could to save their child. If it was to take a point where they would lose their life or the mother's life, I really do believe a true mother would say, take my life.